John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. I referred to these verses many weeks ago now when I began these discourses on John. This is his purpose in writing this book. He's telling us here why he wrote. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and so on, and that by believing you may have life in his name. These two verses are very important indeed. Christ promised his disciples, his apostles, that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth, that he would bring back to their remembrance the things that Christ had done and said. And it was not just for their remembrance. As he prayed in John 17, he prayed that all who would believe in later years, down the age, as a result of the apostolic message, he prayed for his immediate disciples, but Jesus also prayed for all who would believe as a consequence following on from the apostolic message. And so putting all this together, we see that these apostles wrote the scripture, the post-Pentecost scriptures now, and the Gospels, of course, to bring home to the succeeding generations the truth here, that men may learn of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that by learning of him they may believe, and by believing they may have life in his name. We have here the person and the work of the Lord Jesus, and then we have the place of Scripture, the authority of Scripture, the necessity of Scripture, the sufficiency of Scripture, the purpose of Scripture. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. Jesus was a man of miracles, miraculous signs. They were not just tricks. They were signs, wonders, evidences. Hebrews chapter 2 is explicit. Mark chapter 2 is explicit. The miracles vindicate the Lord Jesus, and they also illustrate the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Raising the dead, making the blind to see, curing the paralytic, making the deaf to hear, feeding the thousands, and so on and so on. These miracles are all vindicators of Christ, his person, his work, his doctrine, and they're all illustrating the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Spiritually speaking, he feeds, he washes, he renews, he gives life, he forgives, he gives power, he gives grace, he makes the blind to see, the dumb to speak, the deaf to hear, the dead to live. Jesus did many miraculous signs. He did many other miraculous signs. And he did them publicly in the presence of his disciples. He did them privately in their immediate circle. But the disciples also included huge numbers at times. He fed thousands at once. He did them publicly in the public arena, in the temple, amongst the Jews, amongst the Romans. They all saw him, the Greeks. He didn't do these things in a corner. The evidence, the historical evidence for the person of Christ and his work in those times, for that age, is enormous, overwhelmingly more than any other character of that age. Jesus did many other miraculous signs publicly, openly. And all men have to acknowledge that he raised the dead, he cured the sick, he fed the thousands. But John has made a selection of this great historical record. The historical record is vital. John opens his first letter very fully on this, that which we have seen and heard and so on. Peter is very clear. We didn't follow cleverly made up tales. We were there. We were eyewitnesses. We saw. That's what he says in his second letter in the first chapter. But John has recorded, as Peter did, and the other apostles, they record the facts, but they expound and explain the facts. Jesus, the Christ, the fulfillment of the Old Covenant, the fulfillment of the law, the fulfillment of the prophets, Luke 24, Acts 3, Acts 10, 1 Peter 1, all the prophets spoke of Christ, Christ. These are written, says John, Scripture is written to show us doctrine, truth, yes, yes, but to show us above all the person, the name, the work, the power, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. But not only to show us Christ, but that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Believe it. Assent to it. Accept the facts. But more than assent to the facts. And that by believing, you may have life in his name. Believing is trusting, receiving, welcoming. To as many as received him, John recorded, in chapter 1, verses 11 to 13. To as many as received him, welcomed him, he gave the right to become the sons of God. So you can see that when we open our Bible, when we read the Scriptures, we're looking for truth, yes. We're looking for doctrine, yes. But we're looking for Christ. For John says that the apostles, and he himself in particular, did not merely set out a creed or a confession, mere doctrine. They set out Christ. And that's why Paul could say, I am determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We preach Christ Jesus as Lord. Christ. The work, the name, the merit of the Lord Jesus. Well, all this has been done. Christ has come. He has worked his miracles. He has died on the cross. He has been raised from the dead. The apostles have recorded it. It's written out in Scripture. It's there very fully. Men are preaching it. I'm trying to do it now. Men are reading it, declaring it, proclaiming it, writing about it. I try to do that. Why? To show Christ to as many as will listen, hear, see, read. And what's the end of it? That men may believe, trust Christ, receive Christ, for he is the only way of salvation. He is the only Savior. There is no other name under heaven given among men, says Peter, but Jesus Christ, whereby we might be saved. Acts 4:12. Where did he get that? John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life, said Jesus. These things are recorded, that you may believe. It's not Islam. It's not Romanism, it's not priestcraft, it's not church, it's not confessions, it's not creed, it's Christ, Christ, Christ. Only Christ can save sinners. I preach now that any unbeliever listening to me might hear this, be convinced about the facts, yes, but above all, my friend, that you might trust the Savior, rely upon him, call upon him, believe upon him, receive him and welcome him as your Savior and your Lord. Trust his blood to wash you, his righteousness to clothe you, and to give you peace with God through his life and death. But you see, these things are written that you may continue to believe. These are believers. They believe already. But go on believing. You see, believer, if we want assurance, progressive holiness and godliness, sanctification, if we want to serve Christ, if we want to bring sinners to Christ, what must we do? Keep preaching, reading, believing the Scriptures, but preaching, believing, receiving Christ, looking to Christ. We don't only look to Christ for salvation in our conversion. We look to Christ for our salvation in every aspect of our life to the day we die. Our believing only stops when we enter glory. We are believers. As Anne Steele said in one of her hymns, Father of mercies, in thy word, what endless glory shines, forever be thy name adored, for these celestial lines. Here may the wretched sons of want exhaustless riches find, riches above what earth can grant, and lasting as the mind. Here the fair tree of knowledge grows, and yields a free repast. Sublimer sweets than nature knows invite the longing taste. Here the Redeemer's welcome voice spreads heavenly peace around, and life and everlasting joys attend the blissful sound. Oh, may these heavenly pages be my ever dear delight, and still new beauties may I see, and still increasing light. Divine Instructor, gracious Lord, be thou for ever near. Teach me to love thy sacred word, and view my Saviour there. Open your Bible, read your Bible, preach your Bible, proclaim your Bible. Why? Because you find Christ in all the Scriptures. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe, that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Well, John has done his part. He has written. He has written what he has written. Christ has come and accomplished all his works. The apostles have written it all out. I have tried to preach it in many others. Now, my friend, will you believe it? Will you believe the Christ? Will you trust the Savior? If you've never begun, believe him now. Receive him as your Savior and Lord. But if you have, go on believing. Go on looking. Go on believing and having life through the name and merit and person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.